Oi, tudo bem?
Hello, I am Indie and you are listening to Talking Schmidt. Let's fucking go.
Hey, Talking Schmidt.
I'm already not watching.
It's cool, like tonight is the night.
Damn, this is like the coolest thing I'm ever gonna do.
I wouldn't say it was fun.
What do you mean? Well, Christian Fletcher's younger brother.
Fuck the Dodgers.
Our big dog's in. What do you think, Dolan?
We on? Schmitty?
Talking Schmidt.
Alpha Macaroni.
Most of these guys, their opinion don't matter.
Talking Schmidt, right?
It's skateboarding.
I remember that.
Talking Schmidt.
What are Yuns doing?
Holy shit.
Skateboarding homies.
No, Schmidt, you can't jump in.
What is happening?
I'm here for Greg Smith. Yay!
Gregory.
Wi-Fi check one. Wi-Fi check two.
Yes, now we're back.
Okay, and we're back.
Okay, sorry. Jeez Louise. She heard your dog and now she's trying to like talk to it but like not use the internet, just loud so it can reach you guys. It's crazy. What's one of your first trips that you take, like not for a contest? Do you guys go on a tour or a trip or anything? Oh yeah.
That's
the deck.
That's the first one.
Model.
Damn.
Yeah.
Who do you know who drew it?
Yeah, it was an artist from Argentina.
Oh, no way.
And you know why they put like a snake?
Uh-uh.
Because they search about my last name, ASP, ASP.
Uh-huh.
And for the USA, it says it's like the snakes from the Nilo River.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So I didn't know. They search and they discover it, but I didn't know. Also.
Damn. So what's that like for like your friends and your family and everything? Like, what's the reception when you start telling people like, I got my own board, I'm pro for Santa Cruz?
It's really a big thing for us, especially especially because I'm from Brazil and not much people from Brazil have their own like signboard. Mm-hmm. Outside, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Magic Island especially, right? Like, it's like there's more people from the actual cities, whatever, Rio and Sao Paulo.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to have a little more attention. But, like, to get down to Florianopolis is a special mission.
Yeah. And especially, I think, in park skating as well. We have more, like, street skating getting recognized, right?
Uh-huh.
From Sao Paulo and other cities. And also, I think for the girls especially, it's not something we really have here. And seeing how is skateboarding now, that's one thing that I know it's really, really, really special for me, having this, you know, because winning contests, competing the Olympics, it's a total different world, you know, and different achievements that everyone can, it like depends on you, only you, but getting recognized by a brand like Santa Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
Like how was that? Like, turning pro there in the house of Santa Cruz, the home of Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
That was very special to me. I'm, like, so grateful to have achieved that.
That's amazing. And what would you say, because you started skating, your first time when you came to the Combi is 2016, so it's about 10 years. What have you seen from then till now as far as the popularity of skateboarding for girls?
I think the level is is going so high.
Uh-huh.
It's like unbelievable. I think it started more with the Japanese girls. I remember at Combi when they
Kokona.
Showed Kokona. Oh my gosh, frontside nose grind in the shallow.
Yep.
Backside nose grind.
Uh-huh.
And Sakura, Kokona and Sakura. And
yep.
Kiza in that time. And then after them, have you seen how is skateboarding in Japan? It's crazy, dude. the level of the girls and the boys and the little kids.
I know,
it's insane.
Hell yeah.
Most of the girls here in Brazil that I can see, they are only focused on the Olympics. It's like the dream for everyone now. It's like they want to train for the contest, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's like if I have... Like now, we're going to have a world championship in São Paulo. In that skate park that we already had two Vans Park series that I won in 2019. We're going to have the world skate contest for the Olympics. For the ranking for the Olympics. People are there like now. And the contest is going to be one and the first week of March.
Oh, wow.
People from every part of the world, they are there training every day for the contest.
Uh-huh.
And the girl, my friends, they are all about it. It's like training for the contest. What tricks I have to do to win this contest? It's kickflipping, 540, 540, 540. And it's been a little hard for me to find myself in these competitions because my mind doesn't work like that. Like, I can't skate good if I think like that because I wasn't raised in skateboarding like that. I was raising with the RTMF crew, like, inspired by Hosoi, by this right. vibe of skating and have fun and... The results or the contest, it's just the consequence of loving skateboarding, having fun, going out there and going in all every skate spot and just skating, you know, not like real training.
Yeah, the contest for us was always about meeting up with your friends that you don't get to see all the time. Like, all of a sudden, there's a contest in Orange County, and that's bringing people from Italy, Brazil, East Coast, West Coast, and we're all like, stoked, and we're so happy, and we're having fun, and we're like, you know, it's like a party, but we're skating, and that energy brings out the best of the skaters, and then all of a sudden, somebody does something that they can't believe they did, and somebody else wins. Grayson Fletcher kick flips into the thing, like whatever happens, you're like, holy shit, and you go away stoked. But this new mentality is like, I don't like anybody, I'm focused, don't talk to me, I got to get my trick. Like, it's almost like too much, like, somebody outside is coaching them and then they're coaching themselves, and it just takes all the fun away from it. And what people don't realize is skateboarding is supposed to be fun. Like, we make money off of it. We turn it into a career, all these things, it's a job, all that, whatever. But the whole thing started from having fun. And so you can't let just like the idea of five circles like influence you to take away the fun, right? Like, it was really weird to see the Olympics. It was the first time ever the skateboarding's in the Olympics, and it's during the lockdown, and there's nobody in the stands, and the energy is completely the opposite of what you would think it should be. And I'm just thinking, like, this is a horrible way to introduce something that we love so much to the world.
I felt that. I felt that I couldn't skate. Something was missing.
A lot was missing.
Was the energy. Where is it? Really? During the finals there at the Olympics, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm here in the finals of the Olympics. But I can't feel it. I can't.
It was very bizarre.
Yeah. But after that, like, especially here in Brazil, I think one good thing was we could pass away our message about union of the skaters, you know, because in my competition, did you remember that Misuho, she was like the favorite to win because she Chad won like all the contests before the Olympics, but during during the final she fell all her runs, and she fell and she was like right away crying, and then we the girls we how do you say we hang her
push yeah,
and that scene was very good for the people to see how is skateboarding to us. It's about that. It's not like we are not happy that she fell, that she lose. No.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. It's like Bryce Wetstein is skating for US and she's hugging the girl from Brazil or hugging the girl from Japan. It's like we love each other and we're skaters. Like it's not like we don't dislike, you know, it's not that. It's not a boxing match.
And that's so normal for us, right? It's like natural for us during our skateboarding life. Like, but for people outside, especially watching the Olympics, that was like big for them. It was like, oh my gosh, how you were competing with someone and you were chasing for him, cheering
for sure.
Yeah, so that's one thing that I think was good that we could send our message.
For sure. I mean, that was the thing that I saw the first time I filmed you guys. Nora had like a boom box and you guys were listening to like Missy Elliott or something. I don't know what it was, but everyone's just dancing around the combi and just so stoked to be with each other. And like skating was like almost secondary to like the fun and everything, you know? And then you guys are just ripping. I think Nora did her first kickflip indie that day. Yeah, so I filmed that, and I remember we bonded over the years. Like, I was there for that one. Remember that?
I missed that.
Yeah.
I missed that vibe.
What's one of the gnarliest slams you've taken? Have you ever broken a bone or anything really bad?
Yeah. I was known for having a lot of bad slams and going up.
Uh-huh.
I think I lost it a little bit with time. I think I got a little bit more scared about stuff. I think because I broke my foot and I had to do surgery for the first time right before the Olympics.
Oh,
it was
shit.
Like 8 months before the Olympics, I broke my foot. I had to do surgery. So it was like three months recovering, and I got back at skating like 6 months before the Olympics.
How do you break it?
I just did my first kickflip indie, and then I was going to do another one, and I just fell wrong and broke it.
Like twist the ankle wrong?
Twisted the ankle, yeah.
Shit. Oh man, what is street skating equal for you? Like, do you do street skating much?
I try to skate street. But you mean street going to the streets?
Yeah, like if let's say maybe Santa Cruz wants to take a little trip, and you're with Fabiana or something, and they go to, I don't know, some stairs or like a bank or something in the streets, like. Are you like trying to skate it with her and is it harder?
Yeah.
Like, how do you feel about it?
I love Fabi. Fabi is one of my favorite skaters of the world. She's the best. She's the
great.
Best. And I've known her since like 2016 as well. So it's really nice to see like how 10 years after how our life is. Like, it's the dream, like for us, it's going good, it's going well, it was worth it, everything. It's like, but okay, so street, I try, but I don't have much experience. I want to have more. And one thing about it, I started filming for a video part in March of last year for my first video part. So I skated more street spots, and it's been a really nice experience. It's bringing me back that passion about skateboarding. It's bringing back myself that I was trying to find myself during these competitions nowadays, because it's been crazy and hard to find myself there. Going out there to film for my first video, but it's been a really nice experience and it's bringing me back. But the thing, look what happened. I went to Rome last year for the World Championship, and after that, I would say the whole month filming in Europe. I broke my hand during the competition. So I had to stay the whole month with a broken hand. And it was something like that. I had to stay with my hand like that. And I couldn't hit it. Because if I hit it, I would have to do surgery. So, like 60% of my video part is going to be with a broken hand in Europe. Yeah, but it's also like you can look in a good way for everything. Skateboard teaches us to look this way, like.
And like sometimes, like some of our earliest memories is like I have Solomon Agas skating all the time with a cast. He always had a cast on, and it's like if you're doing something and you have a cast on, it kind of seems gnarlier because you can't fall on that, right? So it's like in some ways, it's kind of like adding some gnarliness just to the whole situation.
Exactly. And I think everything comes as our purpose. Like, mm-hmm. Everything happens how it's supposed to be. So I was grateful.
Yep, I agree. Okay, well, we got this little segment called This or That. So it's basically like, you know, hat or beanie, and then you decide which one. I'll come up with different ones, right?
Okay.
Okay, so pie or ice cream?
Pie.
Front side or back side?
Front side.
Dog or cat?
Dog.
Colombia or Argentina?
Argentina.
The beach or the mountains?
The beach.
Travel by airplane or travel by car?
Airplane.
Sushi or Chinese food?
Sushi.
Sao Paulo or Rio?
Rio.
Sausage or bacon?
Bacon.
Lip slide or Smith grind?
Smith grind.
Okay. Thank you. I just got a couple more things. What's your favorite air to do? Like stale fish, front side air, backside air? Like what's your favorite one?
Front stale fish. Yeah,
that's stale fish. That's the one, huh? And then I got to talk to you about this crazy thing I just saw where you are down there. I don't know what city it was in, but Sandro Diaz tried to drop in on the tallest building or something. What's going on there? You went up like part of it, right?
Yeah. That was the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. For sure. It's like, it's so big. The building, it's so high. It's like, unbelievable. And I went there when he was doing the tests. First test. And it was raining for like the days he was supposed to skate. It was raining. And then just one day stopped raining. And everyone was there. Like Red Bull brought everyone to watch it. But it was raining all the days. And they.
Uh-huh.
And then he just got one day to do it, to skate. I don't remember the meters he started, but he did it, and then
progressively.
But then the skateboard he was using that day wasn't good for that. It was like just a normal skateboard that you would use at like a bowl. It wasn't like really. It was like how. Want to drop in something like that with a normal skateboard.
Oh my god.
Yeah. And then for the other day that he really dropped it from the highest he could, they changed a little bit like the wheels and especially the I forgot how to say in English, but the truck, you have the thing in the truck that makes it looser or tighter.
Oh yeah, the kingpin, the nut.
He made one only for this, you know?
And to make it, like, better, easier for that, huh?
Yeah, because it was, like, so much speed and would the board was, you couldn't do it. It was so high. I dropped it, like, I went there and, I run until I could and drop it, you know? It was already, like, 10 meters. It's bigger than any ramp that I skate.
Yeah. No, it looked crazy. Burnett went down there with Neckface and a couple people and took photos, and I was like, what? So who thought about this? Was this Sandro's idea or Red Bull's idea, or how did it even happen?
It was Sandro's idea from, like, probably 10 years ago, something like that.
Oh, he kept seeing that building?
Yeah, actually, every skater in that city, in Porto Alegre, always have dreamed about it. But Sandro really asked Red Bull to do it, like, 10 years ago, but they couldn't at the time, and now they did it, you know.
Was Bob there?
Nah.
What's some of the easiest words you can teach me for Portuguese? It's Portuguese you speak, right?
Yes, Portuguese.
Uh-huh. So how do you say goodbye?
Ciao.
Ciao?
Yeah, almost like Italian.
Oh, that's easy. Yeah. What about hello?
Oi.
Oi?
Oi.
Oi. Okay. And then what's something like a sentence that, like, I don't know, something that I can say, maybe it's not too hard?
First, like, hi, how are you? You can say, like, oi, tudo bom?
Tudo bom?
Yeah, tudo bom or tudo bem. The same thing.
Tudo bem?
Yeah. Oi, tudo bem?
Oi, tudo bem.
Yeah. And thank you, you can say obrigado.
Oh, obrigado. I think that's, like, they say the same thing in Japanese, right?
No, it's almost, it's like...
Something close.
Arigato.
Oh, arigato. And this is obrigado.
Isso, obrigado.
Obrigado, ciao.
Good, now you can say, oi, tudo bem? And obrigado, ciao.
Oi, tudo bem? Okay, and then what about, like, let's go skateboarding?
There are some forms that you can say, but let's choose one. Vamos...
Vamos
andar.
Andar.
De skate.
De skate.
Vamos andar de skate.
Vamos andar de skate.
Perfect.
I'm a natural.
Like a Brazilian,
you know, my paisanos are from Portugal.
Ah.
My grandpa, he was Silva, and they were from the Azores in Portugal.
Wow. I went to Portugal for the first time during this trip that I went to film for my video part in Europe.
Uh-huh.
We went there. I loved it.
It's beautiful. I need to get there. I see so much, and people tell me, oh, my God, you got to go there. So me and my wife might go there later this year. We're going to go to Italy and maybe go to Portugal.
Nice. Enjoy it.
We have to.
Oh, I dropped a roof in Portugal in the beach. And, oh, my God, I think that was the hardest slam that I had.
Oh, really?
In my life. Yeah. Because it was like a rooftop, like a transition. It was like so insane in the beach and the ocean in the background.
Uh-huh.
But it was like the height to land on the ground. It's like way taller than me. So it was like a gap. And I dropped it for, like, I think it was 11 times.
Oh, wow.
Or 12 times. Yeah, because I couldn't land when I was... I couldn't stuck the landing on the ground, you know? It was too heavy. And it would, like...
How shoot do say, you like, off. One of,
yeah, shoot me off. One of these falls, I hit my head. Oh my God, so heavy, so heavy. And open a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, really? But damn.
But I landed one. Wasn't perfect, but it's a land. I was stoked about it.
So when's the video part going to come out? Do you have a deadline or is it just whenever you get enough stuff?
Yeah. I'm doing kind of by myself, so I don't have, like, pressure. But I want to finish it in the middle of this year.
Too. Okay.
Yeah.
You got to come to San Francisco. We're going to skate Potrero, and I want to film one trick for your video part.
Oh, sick. Let's do it.
That'll be cool. Yeah, man. Yeah. If you ever come up to Santa Cruz or this area at all, please always let me know and let's link up or something. It would be good to see you. I'm not really filming the contest anymore. I used to see you guys all the time and now not really.
Yeah, but let's do it. I want to film in California, so I will hit you.
That'd be great. Yeah, you have to. There's so much stuff to skate, you know. Yeah. And we have this thing here. I don't know if you ever saw it. It's kind of like if you take a full pipe, but take only this part. It's like a C. So you can come down and then go over vert and come back. And you've probably seen it in video or pictures, but it's like right by here. And there's full pipes and skate parks and ramps and all kinds of things. I saw you did 5-0 to over, to overcrook.
Uh-huh. I'm learning.
that's the new one, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to get good at it.
Yeah, do that. And once you get it, you can start, like, grinding them, like.
Yeah, imagine.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for taking the time. It's good to talk with you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You've invited me like 3 years ago, but I was like a little bit, I was not feeling comfortable to like do an interview in English. And I was just like, I want to do it, but, and now I was just, let's fucking go,
yeah, and we're friends, you know. It's comfortable. Yeah. It's not, and you did great. Your English is much better. You're like pretty much able to describe everything. Like if I go to Brazil and I try to talk in Portuguese, forget it.
Yeah, right. But thank you very much. It was really like a pleasure and an honor to be invited to talk in your Talking Shimmit
yes.
podcast.
Okay. Big love. Say hi to everybody. I love the whole crew down there. Andre, Pedro, Murillo, Narlon, V. It's like the best. I love those guys. Every time they come, we just have smiles and have fun. So, you know, they're usually hanging out with Omar and we got like the good vibes.
Yeah, for sure. Much love.
Okay. Yeah. Well, hopefully I'll see you soon. Take care and good luck with the video.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ciao.
We got to give a shout-out to our three producers who are helping us stay on the airwaves. This is Nomad Skateboards. We got Jacob Stokely and Billy Rabin. Those are the producers. Their names are in the credits. And those are the big dogs in the membership group. And I can't thank you guys enough. Ciao.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Oro Coffee. That's some damn good coffee. Order one or six bags at orocoffeeroasters.com.
Y'all like music? Because you're listening to SMFM.
This show brings you, this episode of SMFM brings you, this installment of SMFM brings you the band Dead Hits from Brooklyn, New York, with a song called Schwein Hund. And it is off their debut album. That's right, you're hearing it here, people. Good people, my fine people. You're hearing it here first. It's called Real Love. It's by the band Dead Hits. It's called Schwein Hund, and I want you to listen to it with me. Check it out. Okay. Dead Hits, Schween Hund, Brooklyn's Finest. That song, a little bit of Iggy, a little bit of the Stooges, maybe. Rolled up in a little Brooklyn glitter. We'll call it that. But my good friends, something about this band Dead Hits. They just put out their first vinyl record. And they only made 100 of them. 100 of them. That's records, that is. So get this sound. Get this shit on your turntable. Slab some wax. Get some wax slabs of Dead Hits. Real Love. 100 pressed made. Find it at dead.hits. That's dead.hits on the Insta. Because we're streamlining to on the Insta with this. SMFM is, that is. And before we leave tonight, today, this morning, this evening, this afternoon, buenos tardes, buenos noches, buenos dias some places. I want to remind you that peace starts immediately in front of you. And drink Oro coffee. Until next time, my good people. Bye. Is anyone even watching this?
Thank you for listening to another episode of Talking Schmidt. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Anchor, Spotify, or anywhere you get your podcasts. When you subscribe, you'll get notifications every Tuesday of new episodes the minute they become available. Also, please leave reviews and a 5-star rating. It's the best way to help the show grow. All of the episodes will always remain free, but if you would like to help support the show, you can do so at talkingschmidt.com, where you can pick up some merchandise like t-shirts, beanies, hats, and stickers. The website has an entire archive of all of the episodes, with extra photos and videos. Email us with any suggestions, comments, or ways that the show may have improved your life at talkingschmidt@gmail.com. All interviews are conducted, edited, and produced by Schmitty. The intro music is Mary's Cross by the band Nature. A very special shout-out goes to the executive director, Cheryl Camisa.
Shout-out.
Love it!
This is Talking Schmidt, where the Rolodex is deep, but the conversation is deeper.
Keep the wheels greased.